Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Karazin from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. This one is an interracial and intercultural question, and it's kind of, you know, it has to do with dating foreign black women, which we haven't talked about a lot, but from the back end, I gotta tell you that I get a lot of emails from non-black men, particularly white men who have met and married women, foreign black women who are foreign-born, Jamaican and African. And I'm gonna be honest with you sisters, you African-American sisters. I'm gonna tell you that a lot of non-black men are checking for the foreign-born black women because they don't seem to carry the same baggage that they perceive American black women to have. Now, not all of us have a lot of baggage, but a lot of us do. I'd say it's 50-50, actually. I think it's half and half of black women who carry a lot of baggage, whereas black women in the islands or in countries in Africa seem to be a little bit less encumbered by all of the things that may give African American women pause about dating white men, and particularly the history of slavery in this country, and often the guilt that black women feel about dating white men, because it's actually, you know, it's imposed on us. Anybody who's been on my channel for any amount of time knows the guilt that these trolls impart on black women who are interested in dating non-black men, particularly white men. We are called bedwench, we are called traitors, slave masters, mistresses, and all this other stuff. And I think that some of us internalize that. Some of us are really afraid to be labeled like that. So it is effective to some women like me. There's really nothing, like, you call me a bed wench, whatever. I'm a married bed wench who stays at home and makes vlogs and blogs. So whatever, keep calling me a bed wench. It bothers me not. Okay, so I'm gonna jump into the question because it's kind of interesting. This is like a catch-22. Yes, you may not get American black women with baggage when you date interculturally black women who are from a different country, but that doesn't get you off the hook, no sir. You have to read this. I was just like blown away when I heard this. Crystalline, I'm currently in a relationship with a wonderful lady from Zimbabwe whom I've known for 5 years now. Her father lives here in America and her mother is still in Africa. I always wonder, like, how does that even work? Okay, like, how are you married and you guys are not even on the same time zone? I don't know. Being a white man, it took quite a while for them to adjust to me. But I get along good with both parents now, and though I've never been to Zimbabwe, I do get to interact with both regularly, not just her father. Now, the topic of marriage came up this past weekend. I was ready for it, and we discussed her wishes to have traditional wedding in both countries, one American style here and one African there. Of course, I have no problem with this, as I was thinking through some logistical things. She says, "You'll need to negotiate with my father on the amount of dowry you'll pay." My response to that statement did not go over well at all. Gee, you think? Really? With my nose buried in my iPad, looking at hotels in Africa for my family to stay at, I somewhat flippantly responded, "I'm not paying no dowry. I turned my head to look at her and could tell she was mildly appalled. We began discussing the merits of tradition both in the US and Africa, in which she quipped, You don't have any real traditions in America.
I'm not at all sure how to handle this. She insists that her father will not be pleased with me if I do not follow their traditions, and I insisted that we should follow some of each, but certainly not all. If you could be of any advice, please help. Okay, so. Okay, I know a little bit about the whole African dowry thing. Just from the periphery of having friends who are from various countries in Africa, and just learning about it through my experiences blogging. And yeah, a dowry is a real thing. A dowry is a thing. And yeah, if you want to marry the girl, you have to pay a dowry. I mean, it's a centuries old tradition. I gotta just be honest with you too. It's because women just globally are not seen as valuable as men. And so it's almost like we need to get something out of you getting married. We need to it needs to be like a quid pro quo. You need to if you're gonna marry my daughter, then you need to give me something. You need to give me 8 cows and, you know, some goats. So yeah, I mean, this is not something that's so far-fetched. And if you want to be, and I recommend that you do, stay in the good graces of this woman's family, you need to honor the traditions. Because here's what's gonna happen if you don't. If you do not honor their traditions, and if you do not have respect for their traditions, they're going to start thinking way ahead in the future, and they're going to start thinking about, is this guy going to honor our traditions on, you know, how we, you know, how the daughter honors the parents and how the familial relationships go? Is he going to honor our wishes in any way when they have children? Or is it just going to be a constant battle? And maybe we really don't want our daughter to marry this American in the first place. So you really want to think carefully about being so flippant about another person's culture. We do have a culture in America, so I don't, you know, I can't agree with your girlfriend in saying that Americans really don't have traditions. That's bull crap. We have traditions, and we want them respected. And then in turn, you need to respect her traditions. Like, it has to be something that's mutual. Now, I think the dowry is kind of just based on what your resources are. I mean, you know, back in the day, it was cows and chickens and goats, you know, and land. I don't know what that would translate to in American. I think that's maybe something that you want to discuss with her father, but to totally dismiss it just shows a lack of respect. And quite frankly, it's probably scaring your girlfriend. She's probably thinking, oh my God, you know, if he's not going to honor this, what else is he not going to honor that's part of my culture? And maybe I really want to date this other guy from Zimbabwe. I'm just saying. You really need to work together and respect each other's cultures, because that's what swirling is all about. That's why I wrote the book, Swirling, How to Date, Mate, and Relate, Mixing Race, Culture, and Creed. You might want to buy that. All right, y'all, if you have a question for me, you can reach me at Christelyn, CHRISTELYN, at beyondblackwhite.com. Bye. We should all...